Welcome to eClad Chat. eClad Chat. Streaming live to you from eClad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. eClad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. eClad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. I'm Casey Benane, and welcome to eClad Chat, where we chat up big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. Before I move further, I'd like to introduce my co-host who's sitting to the left of me, Ms. Kaylin Burke.
Hi, everyone, and before we get started, I just want to let you know about eClad's Hidden Gem promotion for this month, and we're offering a free hour with every 4 hour or more rental. So you can book your holiday party ahead of time, and eClad's Hidden Gem is located in New York City in Midtown East, so you just email us or call us to book the space.
Yeah, absolutely. This special has been going on since last month, so, you know, try to get in on it because once it's over, it's over. Okay, so to all our dedicated listeners out there, today's show is a pre-recorded one. Normally we are on live. However, our guest wasn't available to do our live show and we couldn't pass up the opportunity to talk and interview her. So today's guest is jewelry designer Amrita Singh. Amrita designs and retails fashion jewelry. Her designer jewelry fuses old world aesthetics with new world fashion. Amrita draws upon the designs of India and the Mughal dynasty to create breathtaking Indian jewelry and accessories. She also has a lifestyle brand that includes scarves, specially designed bangle towers, jewelry and cosmetic cases, handbags, and home decor. We're particularly excited today because we have a wonderful giveaway as well as a wonderful interview.
And so it's the necklace I am wearing. It's Amrita Singh's Davis necklace, and that's the giveaway. And just to enter, you can head to amritasingh.com. That's amritasingh.com/eclad. And remember, that's Y-CLAD. And you can just sign up there for a chance to win. And you also get additional entries if you follow eClad on Instagram, which is at eclad1, and Amrita Singh Jewelry on Instagram. So that'll just get you an additional entry after you enter on the giveaway page.
Right. You know, think about it this way. The more entries that you put in, the better your the better the odds, exactly, the chances of you actually winning this beautiful necklace.
And you have until November 26th.
Yes. And then I believe we will be announcing the winner here on Blog Talk Radio. So make sure you're tuning in to hear who the winner is.
You can also see more of Amrita's jewelry and get your own pieces at their sample sale, which is happening on November 19th to the 20th. And it's in Amrita's NoHo showroom, which is 14 East 4th Street, Suite 404.
Yeah. And before we actually move on to the interview with Amrita, I wanted to touch on our interview, I think it was like two Wednesdays ago, maybe, with Jess from
Unique Syrups.
Unique Syrups. Oh my gosh, I don't know why that went, but from Unique Syrups. And they had an event here at eClad's Hidden Gem, mm-hmm, and it was super successful. They had such an amazing turnout. And I don't know if you guys can recall, but last show we talked about the syrups that they fused, mm-hmm, with like natural fruits, natural products.
Yeah, they sounded good, all of them.
Yeah, so I had the opportunity to try one and it was super, super amazing. So if you guys are still interested, you know, you can follow them on Instagram, mm-hmm, which I believe their handle is at Unique Syrups, mm-hmm, or just, you know, Google search them and check out their amazing syrups that you guys can possibly use for food, beverages, or whatever it is that you choose to use it for. But anyway, it was amazing. It was a great event. I really enjoyed myself. So I think that before we interview Amrita, we'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll have Amrita on the line.
eClad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe.
Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at eClad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
So, hi, I'm Rita. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here with you guys. Very excited.
We are too. So we're going to just jump right into the interview. We have a ton of things we'd like to ask you, and we're really excited, you know, that we have the opportunity to even speak with you. So why don't you start with, just tell us a little bit about who you are.
Okay. I mean, I've lived in New York for over 20 years now, so I really am a true New Yorker. I was born and raised in India, and I moved here when I was in high school, and I've been here pretty much ever since.
Okay, and so what do you like to do in your spare time? Like, what does Amrita do when she's not working, and, you know, do you have a little leisure time on your hands?
I love shopping. I'm a shopaholic. I do a lot of shopping. I love walking. I also love going to museums. So we're very privileged living in New York. There's so much to do.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's true. And how did you decide to become a jewelry designer? You know, you do have a love for shopping, but how did that kind of turn into jewelry?
That's a very interesting story because, you know, it wasn't something that I went out to do. I was in the fashion industry for almost 7 years. Since I was 16, I was working for different designers like Oscar de la Renta and Christian Lacroix. So I knew I wanted to be in fashion. I just wasn't sure how to get into it and where to start. So my first collection was actually, it was one-of-a-kind tunic made with semi-precious stones. So I did a lot of embellishment around the cuff and around the neck, and it was all semi-precious stones, crystals, and people really gravitated towards the stones more than the tunic. And it was just two or three trunks that I did at friends' houses, and it was just very organic. People said they wanted to make earrings out of this and necklaces. So before I knew it, I was doing jewelry, and it just became a natural thing for me.
Nice, that's really interesting. Okay, so now that we know how this all came together, did you at some point say, you know, did you go for some sort of formal training? I mean, how did you learn how to design and create jewelry?
I graduated from FIT. I did my bachelor's in marketing. But in FIT, they give you really an all-rounded education. I studied design, product development, and I also had minor classes in jewelry making and manufacturing. So making molds, wax molds, and that sort of stuff. But when I started working on my first collection of tunics, like I said, I was spending more time just picking up the stones and the semi-precious beads and that kind of stuff.
Okay, cool. And so when you first started, was there like one piece that was like your first creation, you kind of like knew that, you know, you wanted to be a designer? Like, how did you like create your first piece?
Yeah, it's interesting. It was in 2003, and I was using these tourmaline stones. And tourmaline comes in a variety of colors. It's like a rainbow of colors. And it was just like a signature bib necklace that I made for a client. It was a collar neck that I done for tunic, and she wanted it made into a necklace. And it's pretty much like a signature of mine. I did statement necks, I think, for the last like 10 years, and it happens to be, you know, one of our top selling styles. We always continue with the collar neck.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about like the approach that you have in making jewelry. Like, do you, you know, cause like sometimes designers will say, you know, they're inspired by maybe, sitting at home with a cup of coffee and they pick up a pencil and draw? You know, like how, what inspires you and what, how do you come up with the creations that you come up with?
Especially your new collection. It has like such a big
background. So the new Victorian collection, you have this, a couple of pieces, I think, in front of you. And this collection, it's really just sort of going back to history, going back to royalty. It's inspired by the Victorian era where jewels were very opulent and people weren't shy to express themselves. It was about expression. And you can see that this collection has a lot of crystals, a lot of CCs. So, and it's perfect for holiday time. So I think it has a little bit to do with everything. I always take go back to the past because there's so much that you can grab from history. And I try to make it relevant. This time of the year, I thought crystals and statement pieces would be perfect.
So I'm actually wearing the Davis necklace right now. And it's really
so
beautiful.
Excited. Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. It matches my outfit pretty well, so it all worked out.
A lot of bling going on there. A lot of sparkle. It's beautiful.
And so we kind of talked about materials, but like, how do you kind of choose which materials you use? Kind of what materials do you like best? And how does the whole like design development process work?
Yeah, so I think it also depends on seasons. When I go into spring and summer, you're going to see a lot of color in my collection. We're known for our colors, and we use resin stones and crystals and semi-precious stones as well in the collection. But I think coming towards fall and holiday, we want to do a lot of crystals. And even in the colors, we try to use more of the rubies and emeralds, things that go back to in the Victorian collection, look like royalty, I mean. You know, it had to look significant.
Okay. So, Amrita, tell us, who wears Amrita Singh's jewelry? What woman?
It's interesting. I'm at the cusp. I'm like 39 right now. So when I'm designing pieces, I'm thinking of my nieces who are 14 or 16.
Right.
But I'm also thinking my mom. So for me, it's more about a woman who's eclectic, who has a sense of style, and who wants to express herself. So I would say the Amrita woman is worldly, she's eclectic, and she wants to express personality by the way she accessorizes.
Okay, and then we have some pieces here today, like we mentioned, I'm wearing the Davis necklace. We have one of your earrings that Blake Lively wore, the clip-ons.
Oh my god, those are like one of my favorites. I love, love, love those earrings. Victorian collection is a new collection, but there's some pieces that go back as far as like 5 or 6 years. And this piece is interesting. You know, we had it on Gossip Girl a few years ago. Blake Lively wore it. And our e-commerce just sort of exploded. We had orders the same week. We sold out almost a couple hundred pieces that week. And we've always been getting requests for this earring. So there's some pieces that sort of become staple. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them. And we continue to make it.
We love the fact that you added, but this particular earring anyway is a clip-on. I think that's really amazing because a lot of people are, you know, they don't have it. Like, for instance, my co-host here, Kaylin, she doesn't have pierced ears, which I don't understand. I thought all women had pierced ears.
No.
But no,
I know. I know. You'd be surprised. I mean, how many women don't have pierced ears? Oprah didn't have pierced ears for the longest time. I think she literally just got her ears pierced a couple of years ago. So at the beginning, we were doing stuff for a lot of celebrities, and we started making just like clip-ons for Oprah. But I realized as time goes by, a lot of women don't have it, and they just prefer not to have it. So I think it's hard to find clip-on earrings, and this particular earring, once you put it on, you realize how lightweight it is. You don't even feel like you have something on.
Right.
Yeah, because that's always the problem. Like, they hurt after a while.
Yeah.
So this is good. Plus, like, Gossip Girl is so iconic, so I can imagine, like, everyone seeing that on, you know, Serena in the show and wanting to wear it themselves. And then since I'm wearing the Davis necklace and we also have another one on the table, can you just kind of tell us about that one specifically?
Yeah, I mean, the Davis necklace, I just think it's like your go-to piece for the holidays. You know, at this time of the year, you can't go wrong with crystal. I wanted to have that one signature piece for the holidays that you can gift, that you can wear. It kind of works with almost anything in your wardrobe. So, and I love the crystals. I love the symmetry, and I love the size of the piece. It's not too overwhelming. It's perfect for a petite woman, as well as a woman who really wants to just be out there and make, when she walks into the room, you see the piece. You can't miss it.
Right. For sure. I agree that this piece definitely does that. Okay, so on Eclat Chat, we cover, you know, the business aspect of jewelry and accessories, the business aspect of fashion. So tell us, how did you go about creating, you know, your business plan? Like, you know, you explained that you kind of came into this organically, and people just sort of fell in love with the pieces that you were creating. And so now you've decided, okay, you know what, this is really hitting, like, it's really doing well. I want to now, you know, turn this into a functioning business. Did you create a business plan, or, you know, what did you do as your starting point to get started?
Well, started with a small loan from Bank of Dad, and it just sort of went from there. You know, I took a small loan, I had a vision. My vision was really to make affordable luxury.
Right.
So my first collection, it was, I would say maybe just a couple of months, like 2 to 3 months, and a couple of private shows with the tunics. But right after that, I went into fine jewelry. So I made pieces that were one of a kind, Maharaja collection, which was all 22K gold and emeralds and rubies and so on and so forth. I did that for a couple of years, and I realized that it was only affordable to a very small percentage of women. And for me, the business plan really came about after 2 years of business, when I realized that, you know what, I want to expand my vision and make it global. And I went into costume jewelry. So at that point, I started hiring people, got an office, got a staff, started doing trade shows. And I would say it took the first 2 years to really figure it out and see where I wanted to be in the market.
Right. Wow, that's a great story. So now that, you know, now that your brand has definitely taken off, what do you see as, like, what's the biggest change you've noticed from when you started to where you are today?
I think in the last 12 years, for me, fashion is always changing. So if you're not changing with fashion, there is a problem. You need to sort of evolve with the time. And in the last 10 years, our fashion jewelry, our trend jewelry, has really been the important, the significant part of the business. We do have other capsule collections like sandals and scarves, and we also still do fine jewelry, but it's really the trend jewelry. And I think with the trend jewelry, trends are changing faster and faster, I feel. Especially in the last 3 to 4 years, I see there's so many more e-commerce sites that do fashion jewelry and a lot of new designers, but the customer wants something new every couple of weeks.
Oh, it's really true. And it's like, we've also seen your jewelry, you know, in spreads like Cosmopolitan and Vogue, and like you said, celebrities like Lively from Gossip Girl and Shawnee O'Neal. Kind of, did you ever imagine that, you know, these people would be wearing your jewelry and it would be in these huge magazines?
Oh gosh, no, I had no idea. I was really lucky, I think. It was such an organic growth, and it was word of mouth. So we were really lucky to have celebrities like Jennifer Lopez wear it on American Idol, Blake Lively. I mean, it was an honor. It's a privilege anytime you get. They have so many options. So when they wear your piece, it's really amazing.
It's almost like a celebration in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it's like, you see that, and it's like a wow moment. I'm assuming it's like a wow moment, because who would have thought, you know? I mean, you had this...
Mm-hmm.
You had this, dream or this thing that you wanted to bring forward, and it's just, like, taking off, and now celebrities are wearing it. So I'm sure it's, like, a celebration on
its
own.
You know, you still get goosebumps. It never gets old. It's always exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure. So take us through your typical day at the office.
Our office is in NoHo. I love this part of town. And when I walk in, it's like a small family. 8 of us in the office. And we just sort of, like, I check in with the girls, see what they're doing. We do everything in-house. We do our own design development, marketing, sales. So I just sort of tend to spend, you know, the first half an hour, 1 hour with the people in the office and see what everybody's working on. And most of my day pretty much goes in follow-ups. And when I do get time, the best part of the day is product development, because that's the most exciting part for me.
Awesome. And so you've been in business for quite a while now. Is there, like, a certain highlight that stands out as being, like, your career highlight so far?
That has been great. I got a Rising Star Award from the Fashion Group International, which is really nice. It was 3 years in a row, and it was just when I was starting out from my fine jewelry and transitioning into fashion. And to be recognized and awarded by your peers is, I think, the most fulfilling thing in business.
I'm sure. Okay, so as an entrepreneur, tell us the most important lesson that you've learned that you can maybe share with our listeners through this huge brand that you've developed.
You know, for me, I think staying true to yourself, staying humble, and, you know, not letting success get to your head, I think that's very, very important, just in general as an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're a jewelry designer or you're in business or you're a scientist. I just think people who stay to their core and stay true to themselves, I think that's really important as a human being.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
And, you know, your pieces definitely have a certain aesthetic to them, like their own style. And is there any, like, style icons you admire or kind of influence your designs to come out the way that they are?
Well, I love Jennifer Lopez, I have to say. I think she's really the true epitome of a New York girl. She is beautiful. She's smart. She's got a great body. But just the way she styles herself, from street style to red carpet, I've never seen her go wrong. So I truly admire her style. I think it's very unique. I also love Princess Diana. I think she was elegant and graceful and carried herself beautifully. So I would say those two are my biggest icons.
You can, like, see that for your pieces.
Yeah.
J-Lo, I think, definitely wear all of your pieces. They're her style, for sure. And then the whole Victorian collection, too, ties in the, like,
yeah,
royalty.
Okay, so if you could choose one fashion designer that you would love to collaborate with, who would that be?
Good question. There's so many. I'm just thinking, if I had to pick one, honestly, I would probably go with Karl Lagerfeld. I think he's, I've admired him for years, for most of my life. So I would love to do something with Karl Lagerfeld in Chanel.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. That would be, like,
yeah,
the greatest. And so, for you personally, do you have a favorite piece of yours that you're wearing all the time?
Yeah, you know, once my friends ask me, they're like, oh, have you designed anything new? Because I keep wearing one of my oldest signature pieces. It's a crescent moon pendant, and it's just one of those things that have this emotional attachment. So I kind of tend to wear it all the time. It's a crescent moon pendant, which is just one of my favorites.
Okay, so where can we find Amrita Singh's jewelry?
Online, you know, we have our own e-commerce website,
right,
amritasingh.com. So you get everything under one roof if you want to see the whole entire collection. But we also have affiliate programs. We work with Amazon and other websites, so you will see our product with other sites, as well as department stores and boutiques. We're in over 100 stores in the country. And from time to time, you'll see them on flash sales. So we kind of have distribution in all different aspects.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, and you have everything on the site, too. You even have, like, lookbooks, which is great if people want to see more. And then we always ask these questions at the end of our interview. Are there any, like, accessories or jewelry that you think every woman should own, or something that you never leave the house without wearing?
Well, I agree that women should always have an evening clutch. You never know when you're going to go out where there's a party. So I think a clutch is very important. Personally, I love just wearing bangles, whether I wear a set of 3 or 5 or 30. I love wearing bangles, gold, silver, mixing it up. So for me, those are just total staples in my wardrobe, to have bangles and a clutch. Those are my favorites.
Yeah, bangles are so easy to throw on,
yeah,
too.
And they can go just about with anything, really.
Exactly.
You can dress it up, you can dress it down. So, no, I agree with that. Okay, so are you a lipstick or a lip gloss girl?
Oh, my God, I'm a lip gloss girl. Addicted to lip gloss, yes.
And then, finally, kind of what's your vision for the future of your brand? What's next for you? Is there anything, you know, coming up that you want to shout out?
Yeah, so I have a trip planned to India, where I'm going to be visiting these artisans who make hand loom or handmade, hand-embroidered fabric. So I kind of want to go back to developing a ready-to-wear, one-of-a-kind, like, organic cotton hand loom collection. That's what's next on the horizon. I'm super excited for that.
Oh, that sounds amazing. So, you know, it seems to me that you're, like, you're building a complete brand. It, like, encompasses all these things, not just the jewelry, but also, you know, accessories and the scarves and stuff like that. I think that's pretty amazing. Was that the vision that you saw going into it, or did it just sort of develop into that?
I always wanted Amrita Singh to be a lifestyle brand. So, yeah, it's been a long dream. It's been a vision. There's been hurdles along the way. But I feel like if you just keep true to your vision, I think it's going to happen one day. So, eventually, you know, I would love to be more in home furnishings as well as ready-to-wear. And that's the goal, just to keep evolving and growing from here.
Yeah, we're so excited about this. And thank you for talking with us today and enlightening us. You're such a delight. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much.
And hopefully we can do something again sometime soon, or, you know, I would love to meet you sometime.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
Yes, of course, please. If you're downtown, I'd love for you ladies to come stop by next time.
We may just hold you to that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Okay, thank you, Amrita. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And we'll be taking one more break, and after that, we'll be back with the designer feature of the day, as well as our news and events for this week.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.
Welcome back, everyone. Now for the designer feature of the day, Casey is wearing it and she wore it throughout the show, and it's the multi-leg gala bracelet by Alzarina Gomez, who we had on during our first season. And it's a leather cuff encrusted with Swarovski crystals and finished with hand stitch edges. You know, it's perfect for a night out. It's got that, you know, glitz and glam to it, and it's Alzarina's, you know, signature pop of color, and, you know, all her pieces really, like, have a certain aesthetic, so you can tell it's hers just by wearing it.
Yeah, and talk about the bling. It's stunning. It can basically be worn with anything, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of the pieces I feel like we carry can, they're so versatile that you can wear it in your, during your evening wear, or you can wear it with your casual wear. And I think this is one of those pieces that you can definitely do both with.
Yes, and as most of our pieces, or all of our pieces are, it's handcrafted.
Yeah.
And you can get it on eclad.com.
Yay! Go buy it. Okay, guys, so we're going to go right into the news. And today, in today's news, Christian Louboutin opens its expanded Madison Avenue location with its extended address, now 965-967 Madison Avenue. It is now almost double the size that it was before, with one side catering to women and the other side catering to men. Each space has a distinct look and a distinct feel for both men and women to experience the Louboutin collections. Also in today's news, the Countess Leanne de Lesseps of The Real Housewives of New York launches her jewelry line. Leanne de Lesseps has partnered with F2NYC to develop the Countess Collection, a line of affordable fashion jewelry with a glamorous feel. The collections retail for $10 to $125. The jewelry features bold statement and contemporary looks. And in 2016, de Lesseps will launch her Countess Collection of handbags, and will introduce her Countess Collection of vodkas, infused with natural flavors. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
She is also developing a Countess Home Decor collection and Countess Fragrance collection that we should look out for as well.
Like everything. Vodka to jewelry.
Yeah, a complete lifestyle brand, I believe she's creating there. So, okay, also in news, five Washington event professionals will be inducted into BizBash's Hall of Fame. So today in Washington, D.C., BizBash and Events D.C. will celebrate five veteran event meeting professionals in the Washington, D.C. area, chosen by the BizBash Executive Committee for their work, accomplishments, and contributions to the industry. The honorees join a distinguished group of industry professionals. The ceremony is held at the Carnegie Library. Inducted into the BizBash Hall of Fame are Lisa Block, VP of Meetings and Conferences at Society for Human Resources Management, Carla Hargrove McGill, who is president of Hargrove Inc., Bill Homan, co-owner of Design Cuisine, and Caroline Peachy of Campbell Peachy and Associates. And last is Andre Wells, founder and creative officer of Events by Andre Wells. And so we'll move on to the events with Kaylin.
Yes, and for events in New York City, there's a lot coming up in the next coming weeks. For those in business, Co-Event Pulse is happening on November 9th, and it's a business and technology festival. And it'll be at the Metropolitan Pavilion at 125th West 18th Street, and it'll be taking place on Monday, November 9th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's cool because it has over 150 exhibitors and business workshops. And, like, the coolest part is it's free.
Oh, nice.
Normally, like, events like that aren't free.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you can go to that and you'll learn about, you know, how to start up your own business. There will be a lot of entrepreneurs there. And kind of it focuses more on, like, the tech world.
Yeah.
So if you want to know more about how to start your own tech startup, you can register for free. And then there's also an after party, which is open bar. And you can meet all of the attendees and different organizations that presented there. And that'll be $50.
That sounds pretty neat.
Yeah,
a good experience.
Exactly. Like, if you're going for free, you might as well do, like, the networking and open bar party.
Absolutely.
After.
Why not?
Exactly. And then, so also this week, starting on Friday, November 6th to Sunday, November 15th, is Cider Week. And it's the fifth annual festival. It's, you know, all about apple cider and then the spiked version of apple cider. So there will be more than 20 workshops and tastings all over New York City. And so you can go to different workshops and tastings, and you can find out where they'll be on the Cider Week website. And then this Sunday is also the Lower East Cider Festival. Just funny, Lower East Cider. It's kind of funny. It's going to be also on the Lower East Side, which makes sense, on Orchard Street. And, you know, you can make your own caramel apples. There will be samples of different ciders from local restaurants. So if you're looking for something this weekend, that is going to be a huge event. And then also at eClad's Hidden Gem, we're having a big event this Friday. And it'll be the solo art show entitled Escape by artists Lauren A. Gavin Cox, and I'll be from 4 to 9 at our 57th Street location, which is between Park and Lexington, if you forgot. And there will be a live painting session with Lauren A., which will be awesome just to see her paint in real life.
Yeah, and then, that's going to be a great, great event, guys. So if you can attend, you should attend. It's going to be a great time.
And you can attend or sign up on Eventbrite.
Actually, it's a free event, so we didn't bother to put it up on an Eventbrite, so you can just come on in with the anticipation of buying some great pieces, and there'll also be cocktails and things served, so it's open to the public.
Great, awesome. And then finally, Young Event Professionals is already planning for their Christmas party, and it'll be November 11th at Bene Riato, which is at 132 38th Street. There'll be a Zen networking little section. I don't know what Zen networking means, but it seems like it'll be cool. It's led by the Young Event Professionals co-founder, and, you know, it's obviously some sort of networking event, but if you go, you can find out why it's Zen, I guess. And, you know, there's the Top of the Rock band will be playing there. It's going to be catered by the Catering Group New York, and, you know, it'll be a fun event if you want to meet other
event professionals.
Exactly.
It's a great opportunity. A great way to, build more businesses to do a lot of these networking events. So I recommend people go. I've been to maybe one or two, and they do a great job with, you know, making sure everyone has a good time, and it's informative and it's very interactive. So, yeah, I think people should try and attend.
Yeah, that's it for the events.
Wow. It was a lot, but it seemed like it went through so quickly.
I know.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you for hanging in there with us. Next week, we will be back on live. So we're excited about that. And we will announce our guests maybe later on this week, so you know who to expect on Wednesday at 7:30 next week. In the meantime, thank you for listening, and love life and wear it well. Have a good night.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.